Okay. This is Daf. So we'll continue. Abba Sha'al Omer, Shtei Bitzim Hayub Sham, HaTachtona Ve'Elyona. So we've been discussing, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, expand Kedusha, what area is in it, and terms of difference when they came in the second bite, where there's Kedusha Lashata, Kedusha Tit, all the sugars we were discussing last time. So they explain there are two Bitzim. So there's the Korban Eder here explains that there are two Brechot, two pools. Okay. They were in Hayu Sham, Tachtona Ve'Elyona. There's a low one and an upper one. And just take it the next three words. Now the Korban Eder sort of changes gears here, but it's kind of similar, meaning the Tachtona had the full Kedusha. However, the Elyona was had got its Kedusha, meaning it was the Kedusha spread, meaning to underline this sugya is assumption Kedusha la. That was Kedusha. So one pool was got its Kedusha. I mean, it was considered part of the area of, say, Yerushalayim already. It's definitely Yerushalayim from Beis Rishon. That's fine, and therefore endure. But the other one only got it was spread and contained in the area by Beit Sheni. So it didn't have all the ingredients to do so. So therefore, it didn't have, if you like, the full Kedusha. So it didn't have the Melech and not the Roitim to him. Lefitach, now, by the way, upper and lower is difficult to understand because the Marafolder seems to explain that reverse from what comes to perspective. It's Tachnona Mina Elyona type of thing. But anyway, let's just talk about there were two pools. Lefitach, now the lower one, Ama Aretz Ochlim Sham Kodshe Kalim, or Maaser Sheni. The Tachnona that had the full Kedusha, the Ama Aretz would treat it like a full Kedusha, so therefore you'd have Korbanot that were allowed to be eaten within Yerushalayim. So the Shalami, for example, they would eat it by there. And also they'd Maaser Sheni because it's on Yerushalayim. The chaverim, however, ochlim sham would only eat their kodesh kalin, but not ma'aser sheni. Why not ma'aser sheni? Inside Yerushalayim, and the reason was that they made a gzeira because of these two different pools. Since there was a concern that if you ate by one, you might eat by the other, and you run into the problem. If you eat by that one, it's not considered inside Yerushalayim. There'll be a problem. So they made a gzeira. But why did they not make a gzeira by eating parts of the korban? No, because the korban's a mitzvah to do, so they didn't make a gzeira. Ma'aser sheni, while it has to be consumed Yerushalayim, it's not necessarily a mitzvah to do so. Therefore, they didn't include that in the gzeira. Okay, what about the upper one, the elyona? Amar atzochlim shav sham kodshei kalim, aval lo ma'aser sheni. The upper one, which wasn't really inside anything, was so they ate kodshei kalim, but they didn't eat ma'aser sheni. In other words, they made the assumption that the markings off of that area was only to say you're not meant to Maaser Sheni, but Ma Kodesh Kalim, they assumed you should. That's why the Korban explains it. The Chavrim said, it changed gears, ain ochlin sham Kodesh Kalim or Maaser Sheni because it's outside. Now the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, mipnei ma lo kidshuha. Now it's really the question is not mipnei lo kidshuha, meaning klomar. The Korban explains, if that area didn't have the Kedusha because it was in the time of second base of Middash that was expanded to that area, why then was that area walled off to give the appearance that it was considered inside Yerushalayim? All the concerns we've just expressed, eating Maaser Sheni, there's a problem, if eating Kodesh Kalim is there, so why they even enclose the area? So the Gemara says, "Mipnei shehaturpat Yerushalayim sham vayachola likavesh misham." Because from a security perspective, that was a vulnerability, a vulnerable area, and that's why they fenced it in. So they had to, for security purposes, even though they didn't have the full kedusha, because again, times of Beis Sheni, they didn't have Melech, they didn't have the Rebbe Tumim to expand the kedusha to that space. Okay, that's that sugya. That really closes off what we were discussing before. Now. It says, "Eino sin Sanhedrin the Shvatim, Ella ba." So we're talking about the things what you need a Sanhedrin for. The Sanhedriot, as it's in Ketana, was the Beit Din of 23. Now, why do we know that each Shevet needs its own, like a Beit Din of 23 or Sanhedrin Ketana? I think it's also referred to as. It says, "Tamlo malomah lishvatecha," meaning you've got to make for your Shevet v'shaftu atam. So that's kind of part of the whole pasuk. It's punctuated funny because it doesn't say lishvatecha v'shaftu atam. It's a shofti shim ten lechal brosh vatecha sharecha v'asher shem ten lechal shvatecha v'shaftu et ha'am mishpat tzedek. But the understanding is for shvatecha v'shaftu et ha'am, meaning for each sheva they need their own, if you like, senator katana. Let's continue. Ein osim erani dachat. So we're talking about the fact that an erani dachat, that's the last case we said that you need the Sanhedrin of 71 to adjudicate on. There were limits in terms of how many you could do. Now, the funny lash on the Mishnah though, it says, Enos Sanhedrin, you can't, he says, you can't make a Irani Dacha on the border, and you cannot make a cluster of three, but you can make one or two. Now, if it's one, then obviously you can make two. If it's two, then you can't make one. So what's this one or two? So that's what the Gemara is trying to deal with now. What are these opinions of regarding one or two? So one, the first understanding is Rabbi Hoshaya b'shem Rabbi Hoshaya says, Tlata Amorim. There were three different Amoraim that had a machloket about the debate. Chad one says, Chad Amar osim shtayim, you can do two lechatchila. Chad osim, my mistake. Chad Amar echad osim, you can do one lechatchila shtayim, you shouldn't do lechatchila. But the other, it's okay. That's answer number one. That's the difference between one and two. The Chano Mar, this is the Girsa change according to the Korban of a second parish, she said, Hasmuchot, if they're together side by side, then you don't do Enosim two. Aval Mufuzarot, if they're two different locations, then you can. That's answer number two. The Charana, the third answer, it says, Am Mufuzarot Enosim Kolikar. If it's in multiple locations, you shouldn't do two. You could only do one. Shema what? Now here's a Gilsa change again. Shema Yishmua Oivim, because the concern is if it's in multiple locations, it's more likely to be heard by the other our enemies. And if they see this internal destruction, internal strife, whatever, from their perspective, they might think it's an opportunity to attack. However, if it's in one location, then even two would be okay. And you might think the opposite, they're more noticeable, but no, he's saying if it's multiple locations, according to this understanding, it's more likely to be known. Okay. Which is the other parish I'll show you here. They might go korcha because they might, if there's, if you'll hear, korcha. So it seems to be the opposite really here. That if it is, that two is no good to be next to each other, because if there's a enemies attack one city, there's nothing around it, and you end a whole void within Eretz Israel. Okay, and we see even nowadays when you have these voids within Eretz Israel, there are opportunities for other people to set a foothold, and these problems in the south now in Eretz Israel. Okay, let's continue. This is now Halacha Dalet. Sanhedrin Gdola. So the major Sanhedrin, the highest court that was in the Beis Hamikdash, that was made of 71 people. Uktana, the smaller one, as in normal Beit Din of 23, that's Shel 23. So that's Esrim Beshalosh. Shoshah, sorry. Minayin L'gdola, how do we know the source of a Sanhedrin that is actually 71? Shi Shel 71. Shenemar Asveli 70 ish, Mizikne Israel. And in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take 71 Tzkenim. But importantly, it says Vanasu itcha, meaning along with you. So if they're judging with him, 70 plus 1 is 71. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, 70 is 70. That's what it was told to collect, so it's only 70. Ah, what's itcha? Itcha means bedomelacha, meaning of your we said no mumim, like stature, things like that, or yichus, all the qualifications of what someone can be in a Sanhedrin, but not that Moshe Rabbeinu sat with them. So that's a machloka whether it was 70 or 71, which I made reference to, I think, a while ago. Now the Gemara now says, what about this Sanhedrin of 23? How do we know that's the 23 is a number? Meaning seems to be there was an Eidah that is Shofet and an Eidah that saves. How much is an Eidah? Well, an Eidah is Shofet of an Matzelet. That's the assumption is it's an Eidah is 10. We'll get to that in a minute. But 10 plus 10 is 20. So we're up to 20 so far. We haven't got to 23. How do you know the term Eidah refers to 10, sorry? Well, that's a reference. The Eidah HaRa Hazot was referring to the Meraglim, but the bad Meraglim, we know Yeshua and Kalev were a good Meraglim, so there were 12 Meraglim altogether, minus the two. That's how you get to 10. So no, Eidah is 10. There was Eidah Shaptu Eidah V'Tzila, so 10 plus 10, you get to 20. Okay, we haven't got there yet. When do you get the odd Shloshah to get to 23? It says you can't go according to majority. A simple majority seems to be laraot, to incriminate, sounds like. Shumani, therefore, I should know that already that you can go by majority to show me that a majority for good would be sufficient. Imken, why does that say? Therefore, nimle imken lama nomar already after the acharim la rabat la tot. You can go after majority for what? We already talked about that. So Gemara says no. Meaning the hataya to incriminate is not the same hataya, meaning the majority to acquit. So therefore, l'tovav, to acquit someone, is only all you need is one. L'ra'ah, in order to incriminate, you need two. So now we've got up to its necessity of getting to 22. So two on top of the eda. So ain beit din shakul, but well, you can't have a beit din shakul because it might be a situation where you want to acquit this individual, and all you need is a majority of one, and you're going to get a hung or split beit din. So therefore, we say that you have to mosif him or echad to get to 23. But come, full stop. Now, kamiyah be'ir. Now, we've also mentioned other than Shvatim, cities could have their own Sanhedrin or Sanhedrin Katana, so Beit Din of 23. So, Vatia, how big is a city? Well, that is Mea Ve'esrin. It has to be 120 people in the city. Now, the way you get to that, I'll go through the Korban HaEda here, and that's explained in the Bavli. Why? Because you need 23 for the Sanhedrin Katana, Vishlosha Shurot, and then you need three rows of 23. Because the way it would work is you have the Sanhedrin 23 and three rows of Talmidim that would be sitting in and listening and learning in the process, basically training through experience, if you like. And as one seat was vacated, the rows would progress further. Individuals would be selected from the rows that had been sitting and basically having this long-term apprenticeship, if you like, in the Sanhedrin. Okay, that's how they would learn. And so therefore you need, well, if you've got this 23 plus three rows of 23, we're up to 92 people in the city. Then it says, okay, it's the Asra b'nei Adam batalani min malachdan. We talk about the Asra batalani that were in the base that we talked about in back in the Masechta Gila that were needed to be in the shul all the time, so there's a minyan. So we're already up to very quickly up to 102. Shifrim tamir be'beit midrash. The Shnei Sofrim, Lichtov Divrei Mazakim or Mechayevim. So add another two to get to the scribes that would write the arguments of each party, like the Mezakin and the quit and the Mechayev, so and to obligate. So that is 104. Ushneim Sham Sham Beitin. Now the various attendants, if you like, of the Beitin, they had their jobs. Lalkot Achayav, to whip the individual who was Chayav, or Lazmin, and also to invite the Balei Dinim. So now we've got two more, 106. Ushnei Balei Dinim, you've got the two people are having the court case. Vishnei Aidin, the two witnesses, Shnei Zomamim, two false people that can come along and find those witnesses false. Or Shnei Zomamim. Now it's important to have the potential of Zomim and Zomamim as a deterrent for people to lie. Okay? So now we're up to 114, I think it is. Vishnei Gabayim, Vishlishi, you need two tzedakah collectors and a third because it was collected with two and distributed with three altogether. That's 117. And finally, each city needs a rofe, uman lakiz adam. We need a doctor who can do hakizat adam. And Bnei Moshe adds also brit milah. Yulin lablar, a scribe to write shtarot, and malam de tinakot, and a teacher. So that's how we get to 120. That's what is considered a basic size city, a minimum size, or to be sorry, and minimum number of people to be called a city to allow to enable that to be able to have you for like a court of 23. That's how we get to it. However, Rabbi Nechemiah says no, it's even bigger. Why? He says it has to be matayim v'shlosha because the kedei sarei asarot, because the lowest, when they talk about the various dayanim, it says sarei alafim, sarei asarot. So there's a description, we'll get to that later in the Gemara as well, but they had to be the sarei, the lowest, if you like, court, if you like, is of sarei asarot, of 10 people. That means each Dayan has to have, if you like, representing or below him 10 people. So that's how you get to 230, because 10 times 23 is 230. Fine. That is a Mishnah. Let's now learn the Gemara. Rav Bar Rav Yassi says, V'shem Rav Yochanan, Ne'emar kan eda v'ne'emar lahalan, ad matay le'edara zo. So ma le'eda amra lahalan is asara af kan asara. So that's the same the point of derivation, if you like, that I explained in the Mishnah, that how do you get Eidah being 10, because it's again, that was 10 plus 10, that was the first step in our derivation to get a Beit Din of 23. That we learned from the who? From the Meraglim. However, Reb Simon says, Ne'emar, no, it says, Toch, v'ne'emar alan, Toch. Ma Toch shlema alan asara, afkan Toch la'asara. Now, what's Toch? I can't say that now, say again. V'nikdashti, sorry, I can say it better now. I can't do it. From it again. V'niktashti b'toch b'nei Israel, and also says v'nal alan toch. What's a toch? That's referring to the Yosef's brothers when they came to Mitzrayim. Ve'yavu b'nei Yisrael lishpor b'toch haba'im. So how many brothers went to Mitzrayim? There was 10. So you say v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, you get the connection that is what toch we're talking about. That toch we're connecting to the brothers who also went down to Mitzrayim. The Gemara doesn't like that. Amar of Yosef barbu, what are you talking about? Im mitoch, that references the Bnei Yosef who are going amongst. That mitoch is amongst those who go into Egypt. So therefore, at Yalif Saginin. So that implies there's more than 10. It wasn't just 10 people going down because they're all amongst 10. So the Gemara says, Elan Amar Kan Bnei Yisrael v'Nemalan Bnei Yisrael. It's actually learned from the term Bnei Yisrael. As you explain, Psukim, Midrash B'toch Bnei Yisrael, and they were B'toch, Bnei Yisrael Yishpor B'toch Habayim. So therefore, that's the connection. That's Gzera Shavu, like Nemalan Asarav. Okay, let's continue. Marana says, Minayin Lavid Odas El Shlosha. That's back to the mission of after we established at least the 20, you had to get another three. So Tani Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Brishon Alechot Mim Ala Ketubat Nashim Ksherot Ela Kohanim Levim V'Yisrael Mesim Lekuna. This doesn't really seem to be so connected to our Gemara at the moment, but it will continue. The continuation does. But it's saying initially, when it came to shtarot of ketubot, sorry, of women that were ksherim, they would only get Kohanim Levim to sign them. Okay. Meaning the proper yichus. And Israel meaning Mesim Lekuna. So Amr Rabbi Yossi, Brishon Alo Machlok of Israel. Initially, there was no Machlok in Israel. Ella, what would happen? Sarim Shel Hashimi V'Echad Atayu Sheva B'Lishchat HaGazit. So I remember having this discussion with when I was years ago with a chanich, many, many years ago, in terms of says, why is it machloket and things like that. And the nature of machloket we have nowadays is really a bidyavet situation. Because initially there was never a machloket in Am Yisrael. Why? Because you had the Sanhedrin, the highest court that was sitting in the Sanhedrin. Ushnei Batei Dinim, there were other two Batei Dinim also in on Har HaBayit that were there as well of Shel. Now the Gusa change here is Esrim Shlo or Esrim. So in other words, you had the Sanhedrin Gedolah of 271 and two other Sanhedrin Ktanot, if you like, also in Yerushalayim as well. One is on the chel. Now the chel is that strip, if you remember, around the Azara outside the wall. Also around the, I think it also includes also the Azara Nashim. The chad b'harabayit, and also one in harabayit. O batei dinim shel shloshav esrim, the other batei dinim of 23. They were in all the cities, like we've discussed. So there were lots of dayanim around Eretz Israel. Tzarich echad mehem lishol. Let's say there was a shayla, devar halacha. Someone had a question that come to the Beit Din in his town. Shamu, if they heard, meaning they had a tradition of what the halacha is, Amrullah, they would say, if not, Hayahu, he, the questioner, and the mufla, and the top person from that Beit Din, Shalahem, Ba'in v'shalim Beit Din samuch le'iro. They would come to the Beit Din samuch le'iro. Then what would happen is, Im Shamu, they say, great. Amr Lahem, Im Lo, they would come to Mufla, the top, if you like, Bani Shol, Tam, the Beit, in Shabar HaBayit. They go to the next one, Har HaBayit. Im Shamu, Amr Lahem, they get the answer. If not, Im Lo, Ya Mufla, Shalahem, Ba'im, Sholam, Otan, the Beit, in Shabachel. They'd go to the one that, so we're getting closer and closer to the Sanhedrin. We're sort of escalating the question up the tiers of the judicial system. Okay. Im Shamu, Amr Lahem, Im Lo, Hayu, Elu, Ba'elu, Mitkan, Sim, the Beit, in Agadol, Shal, Bishachat, Gazit. So if again the question was not able to be resolved, it would be escalated all the way up to the Sanhedrin and Lishchat HaGazit. Shemisham Torah Yotzeh V'Ravacha LeKol Yisrael. And from that is where all the Torah came. It says, "Because Shemam Yimenakom Ahu Asher Yivchar Hashem." So this is the pasuk. Yivchar Hashem V'Shamar Telasot K'chol Asher Yoruha. You must keep whatever they have told you to do. As we've always seen in Yerushalmi, the little Gomer, that's where the real proof is, in the hidden Gomer. Let's continue. Sanhedrin B'Lishchat HaGazit Afal Pi Shehaita Shel Shemim V'Echad Lo Ya Pochotim Me'Esrim V'Shalosh Shosha. Meaning, even though that was a Beit Sanhedrin of 71, and we know that for certain matters it required a Sanhedrin of 71, nonetheless, it would 24, sorry, not 24/7, we'll discuss exactly what timing, but there would always have to be at least 23 people there. Okay? Meaning it was always in the Sanhedrin, always sitting in the Sanhedrin. Sarech Echad Mehem Latzed, if someone had to leave, he'd have to check and ensure that there was always 23 Dayanim still there. Mitzakel, Im Yesh Yisrim V'Troshah, Hayyotze, Im Lav, Lo Yatze. If, however, he was part of the only 23 left, he would have to wait till another Dayan returned before he could leave. So there always had to be 23 sitting in the Lishchat HaGazit. Lishchat HaGazit was actually, if you remember, basically in the Azara, half of it was considered Kodesh and half of it was considered Chol. That's where it is. Now the net says, they would sit there from the Tamid Shachar ad Shaltir Shmir Abayim. They'd be there from the morning till afternoon, so the whole time the Beit HaMikdash they operated. So it wasn't 24/7. It was like, I don't know, 12/7. You'll see why I say 7 days a week, because it says, Uber Shabbat, or the Korban Eder says here, Shloyo. So it wouldn't look like they were sitting in judgment on those days. Shabbat Hayudanim. So in other words, it seemed to be on Shabbat and Yom Tovim, there wouldn't be, if you like, in the sun, in the Lishchat HaGazit, then move to the into the Beit Midrash in the Harabait or the Chel, depending on the Gersa you have. Okay, let's continue. Nishala, let's have asked the question. Im Shamu, if they heard the answer, Amru Lahem, they would say, yeah, well, here's the answer. This is what we know. Vilo, Omdim ala minyan, they would deliberate and they would take a vote. Rabu Mezakin, Ziku, Rabu Mechaim, Chiyavu. They'll go by whatever the majority decision was. Rabu Matarim Tiaru, Rabu Matamim Timur. Either guilty, innocent, Tamir Tahor, that's a decision will be made by the majority. Why? Because it's from that location, like we brought the passage before, that was the final concluding place of where the all dinim would come. So really, there was no machloket in Am Yisrael. However, what fell apart? It says as follows. Misha Rabu Talmidei Shammai VeHillel. Now everyone thinks Shammai and Hillel are lots of machlokets. If you look at the Mishnah, it's only about three, I think. Very few machlokets between them. So Mishrabal Talmidei Shammai VeHillel Shaloshim Shura Beihim Katzorchan. When the Talmidei Shammai didn't, if you like, Meshamesh, didn't learn, didn't get tradition from the Rabbanim as much as they should have, that's when machloket increased. That was that point in history where things changed. Rabal Machlok Yisrael Benasuk Shtei Torot. That's when you had, if you like, Shtei Torot, meaning it's different. The practices in Am Yisrael seem to split apart as well. Okay, and then it says, "Umishama yu shol'chim b'chol ariyot Eretz Yisrael." And also from there, if they wanted to, they needed to fill a position. What would they do? "Mishama yu shol'chim b'chol ariyot Eretz Yisrael." Oto chacham. They say, anyone you've got in your city, if you like, who's chacham, anav, shafui, so this is a wise, humble, patient, ein tov. It generally understands being generous. Nefesh shvela ramucha. These are all types of manners of humility. Lowliness, if you like, lev tov, a good heart, yetzer tov, good yetzer says chelek tov, all these manners of good midot. Hayu moshe binu beit din shebaharabayit. They bring the harabayit, v'char kach mebeit. That was like the first stage, because if you remember, the harabayit was the furthest one. Then they would be promoted, if you'd like, from there to the beit din shebechel. V'char kach, if the seat was vacated on the Sanhedrin, that's where they go in the lishchat hagazit. Okay, and it describes the Sanhedrin itself was not seated in a normal fashion. It was structured in a way that's kechatzi goren, like in a semicircle. The nasi, the highest of the dayanim, that would sit, he would sit, hayoshev in the middle. Kadeshu ro'in oto v'shemim mekolo, so everyone could see him and hear his voice. Okay, it's interesting because the pshat, a lot of the time, this sounds like the nasi, but it's really, I think, that generally is the balei dinim, so everyone could hear. Let's continue. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bar Tzadok, Kishaya Rabbi Rabban Gamliel Yoshev Biyavna, Haya Abba the Achiv Yoshvim Mimino Uskein the not Aviv but Abba the different Tana here. The Achiv Yoshvim Mimino on his right, the Skenamismalomi Kvodosh al Zakin, the covered of the Zakin, meaning the covered of the Nasi. Kamehen Shoftei Israel. So how many then were there of Shoftim and Am Israel? So how many Dayanim did we have to train? So the Gemara says, Sheva Riboah, 78,000, so 78,000, Veshmot, 78,600 Dayanim in Am Yisrael. Why? Because you have the Sarei Alafim, if there are 600,000 people, so Sarei Alafim, the Sar over 1,000, that gets you 600, because 600,000. Sarei Ma'od, you have to add another 6,000, because 6, again, because 600,000 divided by 100, you get to 6,000, 60,000, sorry. Sarei Chamishim, we'll have that. We've got to add another, if you like, 12,000. Sorry, not 60,000. Six thousand. Sarei Chamishim is another 12,000. Sarei Asarot is now you get to add another 60,000. Nimtzu, if you add it all up, you get to Sheva Ribor Shmonot Alafim, 78,000. Sheshmot, that's how many dying there were in Am Yisrael. Okay, now a few gears have changed. Let's continue. Umay Taima the Rabban, and what's the understanding of the Rabban at the 120? the parties that are going to be judged. So all I've described here is the Beit Din, the parties, the potential false witnesses. So and the potential for what witnesses to find these witnesses false, and the potential to have other witnesses will find the second tier witnesses false as well. And the Chazan, the attendants, the Sofrim, the scribes, and the Shamash as well, and as we said in the Beit Din. However, that doesn't really equal 120, and for that's why I went into a lot of detail in the Mishnah in the Korban Eder to see how we got to 123 as of Talmidim, etc., like we saw. Let's continue. Now the Gemara asks, well, we have another Pshat. So I have to insert here the Korban Eder. He says, you also have another opinion. Rebbe Omer, Matayim v'shivim v'shmona. Actually, a city would have to have 278 people want to have a Beit Din. So now they're going to ask, Matayim agiras change de Rebbe? And the answer is, V'ush yesh sham shnemasar sanhedriot shel shnemasar shvatim ve'achad agabehim. That's the girsa of the Maariv Hulda. You have to have the capacity to pull from what this city, I'm not sure exactly why this is, 12 multiples of a Beit Din, so 12 times 23 and plus one on top of it, that's how you get to 277. That's according to Rebbe. Now, Tavar Takana Asa Moshe. Moshe did an incredible Takana. The Gemara is going to test why this is such a very important Takana. It says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pekod Kol Bechor Zachar Livnei Yisrael. The Girsa change here, by the way, according to the Maariv Hulda, is really not Pekod Kol Bechor, but rather Belakachta Chameshet Shkalim. So if you recall, when the Levim were taking the role of the Bechors, there were more Bechor than there were Levim. 12,000 Levim, and there was an excess, we'll see in a moment, of Bechors. So they had to do a lottery to see who, by definition, would be redeemed, if you like, by just being a Levi taking his place. And those had to pay the 5 Shkalim redemption. Okay? So the Gemara now says, So the question is what? It's Amar Lei Eze Mekabel Alav Liten Chamesh Shkalim Gulo Golad. How I'm going to work out fairly who's going to have to pay? Because each person, the Bechor says, why should I pay? Make the other Bechor pay. So he says, Ma'asa Natal Shnem As Shnaim V'Esrim Elef. There were 22,000 Ptakim, little Ptakim. V'Katav Alehem Ben Levi. He wrote Ben Levi on it. And for the excess, because there were more Bechoros, Matayim V'Shivim V'Shalosh, he took another 273 Ptakim, little lottery tickets if you like. V'Katav Alehem Chamesh Shkalim, and he wrote on them 5 Shkalim. V'Tilim Kalpi, put in a lottery box. And Amar Lehem, Bo, and everyone come take yours. But take your ptakim and call Misha Allah biado, anyone who took whatever he took in his hand that would say, Levi, Ayao Merlo, you're done, you're out of here, you're Zachita, if you like, Kvapadacha ben Levi. But call me anyone who pulled out from his petak biado and said, Chamesh Kalim, Ayao Merlo, Ma Asalacha, Ma Asalacha, Mina Shamayimu. It's all Mina Shamayim, that's what you pulled out, that's the lottery. Like we say, Avot Abanim to the kids, it's Mina Shamayim, you won or you didn't win. That's what it seems to be, the lottery. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, Meitiv says, has that showing Min HaShamayim a lottery, but is not Min HaShamayim? In other words, Tnaya Lechavraya, so Meitiv Tnaya Lechavraya, Ilu Katavta Levi Silkat. He says, had there been 22,273 Levis there, then maybe I would have pulled out the Levi. It just happens to be I'm one of the last ones that are left, and all the Levi ones are finished. So how is it Min HaShamayim that I pulled out the Chamesh Shkalim? You didn't give me a chance. So Ella, this is what would happen. The Kachasa, this is what indeed happened. They took Shnei V'Esrim Elef P'takim V'Kavala Levi, U'Matayim V'Shvim V'Shlosha V'Kavalem Levi. Meaning, there was a petek that said Levi for every single Bechor. U'Matayim V'Shvim V'Shlosh, they also have an extra 273 that said on it, Kavalem Chamesh Shkalim, 5 Shkalim. And that way, for every single person that was pulling out the petek of Bechor, he could have pulled out the word Levi and he would be redeemed. V'tilam the carbine that chucked it in the raffle box, if you like. So Amar Lahem, Bayani said to camp board of the Plupitrem, Camp Tanega, Komi Shalabi Ado Levi, whoever takes Levi, Avrapadacham in the Sham, Ben Levi, the Rebbe Dim, Vakolab, Chamesh Shkalim, Haya, and then he could really say to him, Masa Minashamay, Masa, Maese, what can I do, Minashamaymu? What can I do? In Minashamaymu, that was your lot. So, Maitiv, Tanay Lechabraya, Hagabatzmach, what are you talking about? Shalukula, maybe they would all pulled out of Levi. And then the whole system would have fallen apart. So he says, no, Amalei, no, that was it. That was the genius of what happened. That was a Maisaness, Haya. That was a Maisaness. That even though potentially they all could have pulled out Levi, it worked out absolutely perfectly that there were 273 people of Bechor and everything worked out nicely. And he could say with confidence, this is something that's happening mamash min ha-shamayim according to the opinion of Rigvura and Menachemia. That's the only way he could do so. It says, Umusuragim alu, and they came out interspersed, right, amongst them. Meaning the Bechor, the Chamesh Shkalim. So Amar Rav Shmuel, Aldat de Tnaya Choraya, Masa Nisim, Aldat de Tnaya Kadmaya, according to the first Shittot, that it was like, it was mamash miraculous, no question. Aldat de Tnaya Kadmaya, Enu Masa Nisim. So the question here is, I read the Korban Eidi, he says, Bitmiya, Imken Takanazu, Patakim Lamali. What's the whole Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu pulling out the Patakim? You could have found lots of other ways of doing it. You could have done like we do for the Kohanim to decide Avodah. There's all manners of lottery. So what's the chiddush of the Takanah? In other words, there had to be some sort of Maisenes. So Amalei Kulu Maisenisim it was, Hayu, and the way the Korban Eidi preaches, V'lo Alu Musuragim. Meaning it seemed to be, Ach B'Yishua, the Nes Shelo Alu B'Sirugin didn't come in a randomized fashion, it sounded like. Elotan Reish Ein Gimel, the 273 Petakim, Shel Chamesh Skalim, Alu Yachav, they're all in a cluster. Ze Achar Ze, one after the other. V'lo Efsik B'Dehem, there was no break. Afilu Petach Echad Shel Ben Levi. Now the likelihood of that is incredibly, incredibly rare. That they're all big. So therefore that was the Maisa Nisim that was still involved in this. That the all the ones that pulled out Chamesh Skalim were all in a particular cluster. Okay, so that's what it says. All right, cool.